Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Double Cleanse podcast with me, Robert Welch.
And me, James Welch.
Internet sensation.
Internet celebrity. You can't go on the internet nowadays without seeing my face.
James's golf enthusiast. Yes. Enthusiasm for golf.
Google. YouTube.
Google. Ask Jeeves.
Ask Jeeves. AltaVista. I'm everywhere.
What's you'll AltaVista? See. It's like a really old original search engine.
I don't remember that.
I had an email that was like james@altavista.com.
Yeah.
It was so old.
Do you remember The Streets, the music act The Streets?
Yeah. Yeah.
One of his lyrics is, "You won't find us on AltaVista." And then that's so aged now. But that was 2002, that came out.
I don't remember that happening. Old. Marcus.
Hello.
Oh, Marcus is here too.
How is everyone today? How's your week been?
Yeah, fine. What have we done this week?
Nothing, it seems like.
No, we're just buzzer.
We've been really buzzer.
Yeah, just been buzzer.
Oh, it's Halloween this week.
It is Halloween this week.
Happy Halloween.
We were going to try and do something spooky, but then we were like, you know what? Can't be bothered.
We have hard enough time coming up with ideas as it is.
For our own channel and then for this podcast as well.
Well, if you want spooky this week on Halloween, listen to my podcast. I've got a spooky
Marcus
special.
Advert here.
Top 5 villains in film.
Oh,
that's a good one.
Do you who's yours? Like podcast? Do you like villains?
I have to say, from one of mine, someone else go first, please.
I like what's her face from The Ring with her hair
on
the front of her face.
That one didn't come out. That's a good
She's
one.
She's really out for it, isn't she?
The original Ring.
The original Japanese ring. The original Japanese Ring is so much more disturbing. There's barely any jump scares, but. You know, when she comes out the TV in the American one, she's like, wet, right? She comes
she's
out
like,
the TV.
Oh, I'm so,
she's like,
I'm just dripping.
Yeah.
She's like, so I'm down a towel.
Yeah. And she's like, you know, crawling along the floor. Mm. In the Japanese one.
So graphic.
She crawls out the TV. Mm-hmm. She's got no fingernails. Mm-hmm. And she's crawling across the carpet. And you actually see the head, like the cotton on the carpet sticking to her.
And her fingers are bending where trigger warning, fingernails. Her fingers are bending where there should be fingernails.
Yes, it's horrible.
Disgusting.
My favourite villain. Does that have to be a spooky ghost?
No, because like one of mine is Scar from Lion King.
Yeah, he's a bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he has one of the better songs.
Oh, this is a great
Lion
song.
King. Yeah. I never used to like it, but like
I didn't like it, but now it's
I like it.
I'm trying to think of someone I think is great, but not really.
You like Ursula from Little Mermaid.
Maleficent is my favourite Disney villain. Just because she has like fashion.
Yeah, she's like fashion.
She's got cheeks.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think of, I don't know, but I love films.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So as you grow older as well, you sympathise more with the villains. Like, you know. Like The Little Mermaid, one of my favourite films, but my gosh, she was a whiny little bitch. She's like royalty, she has it all. Mm. Gadgets are gizmos.
Yeah, she's unemployed.
She is unemployed though, because I believe she's meant to be like 14 or something. I don't know.
She's unemployable originally.
Yeah. She has a bad attitude because she's unemployable.
Yeah. Listen, we all want what we can't have.
Exactly.
Yeah. She wanted legs. And she wanted legs, and then she paid the price for it.
If she was in a job interview, she'd be like, "I work well as a team as well as individually."
Yeah. I like going shopping with my friends and to the cinema as well as individually.
What's her song? That's the best. I think it's one of my favorite Disney.
I love you. I'm so excited for live action. I cannot
wait
for
the
live action. They had to stop recording it because of COVID. But I think they're carrying on next year. And it's Chloe. How do you pronounce the last name? No, it's Hal. I always confuse it with Halle Berry. No, it's from, you know, Chloe X Hal, the two singers.
Yes.
They're sisters.
No,
it's the youngest. I'm guessing she's younger. She has the most stunning face, and it's almost mermaid-like.
Is she a redhead?
No.
Oh, okay.
But she can have red hair.
Yeah, no. I think it's a bit, you should put a redhead in.
Well, it depends. Well, she's black, so they've chosen a black actress.
Oh, people would be furious.
Oh, they were. So many people were so angry.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck.
Ridiculous.
And here's the thing, right? When people are like, I go on the threads of it, because I'm thinking of her voice singing part
I can't
of
wait.
Your well.
That's all I want to hear.
I'm
going to
cry my eyes
I'm
out.
I'm going to cry, because I already cry at the reprise.
She's so pretty anyway, and she has this incredible voice. And people are like, of course, making like fan art. And there's always these people, and they're like, my childhood has ruined my childhood.
What shit
childhood must you have had having a white redhead as a Little Mermaid is the highlight of your childhood?
And it's like, well, that's not my Ariel. It's a different one.
So that was trending on Twitter, like, not my Ariel. It's
ridiculous.
Like, but why would you not want to see a rehashed version with like more modern kind of tapes and then just like something different, like that, like you said, I just can't wait to
and opening the door for Brie.
Yeah.
I just can't wait to hear her sing.
Oh, it's going
to
be incredible.
It's
going
to be amazing.
And everyone's always like, yeah, but, no, what was the thing? Mermaids aren't, no, what were they saying?
They were trying
mermaids
to prove,
yeah, basically. Black, yeah. And people were like, well, first of all, mermaids aren't a mythical creature. And isn't Ariel from the Caribbean?
Listen, if there's going to be mermaids, they are going to probably have different skin colours depending where they are, right? I don't know how water works, but you get different like species of fish in different areas, right?
If it's the same as a migratory pattern of humans, then mermaids would migrate to different waters.
I wonder if they would have different skin textures because of deeper water situations.
Hotter waters, colder waters.
So it'd be like, oh, your skin's really thin and sticky.
Like you're scaly, more scaly than
I'm trying to compare it to fish as they go deeper. Mm. I think it'd be more their genetic makeup and their biology in terms of survival rather than skin colour.
Mm.
But it depends, where does a mermaid originate from? Is that a human that's gone into the sea? Like the reverse of the fish coming
into
land? No,
I reckon when a fish was going to land, there was this other fish. And they were like,
I'm not doing it. Yeah. I'm not doing it.
I don't have to change my life for anyone.
Yeah.
So your origin story would be whatever the mermaid was originally. So it could be black, could be white, could be brown.
Could be blue.
Could be blue.
Could be green.
Could have scales.
Could be like
I
sponge.
I saw something on the internet, so it's definitely true. And it said how wait, did I dream?
Brie,
what's that noise?
What's that? Why are you crying? She's desperate for attention.
I'm gonna play with you later.
You're unemployable, Brie.
You always want what you can't have.
Breathe on my foot again because it's so cold.
Yeah, Brie's spoiled, but she's still a very good girl. Yeah.
Well, one of the questions we got was, how is Brie, Winnie, and the other one whose name I've forgotten?
Frankie, who's a little boy.
Yeah.
They're very good.
Very good,
you.
Yeah. Very
what were
good.
You saying, internet?
That the earliest people had scales, and now I think that I feel like
you made that up.
The earliest people had scales.
That's completely made up. I don't know where the fuck you've had. We didn't come.
It wasn't fish walks out onto land and then is like you.
Yeah. Right. Right. Well,
but
that's
the moral
not
of the story
this is what podcast
is
about.
We can't wait for the new Little Mermaid. My favorite Disney film is The Little Mermaid, and I just think the new live action is going to add so much more to it. And I think I'll love it more than I ever did, purely because of her voice and her face.
Oh, her face.
Oh, let me show you her. I have to show you her.
Brie, get a grip. Everyone goes through shit and then
keeps the door open and then she'll like,
she's like, I'm going to just leave.
Yeah, I'm going now.
No one likes me.
This sounds really, really strange, but she's so stunning and you look at her face and she has this separation between her eyes and you're like, oh, she looks fish-like a little bit, like a siren almost.
She does look fish-like. Yeah. Not in a bad room.
No, she's
like,
stunning.
You're a fish.
You grow up and everyone's like, oh, you're attractive, you can be a model. Not that the people are saying that to me, but when like models aren't usually classically pretty, right? There's always something like a little quirk about them. And that's what her face reminds me of. She's like absolutely stunning. But like you said, there's something about
her eyes
very
different
and her jaw and ratio. Just make her like this really unique.
Yeah.
Like,
that's for the models. Like you see when you get a model and they sit on your chair and like, oh, you're just...
It's what makes them
anyone,
out.
Yeah, and then like, they have their head on and their makeup thing, like, oh shit, you look amazing.
Yeah.
What are we doing? Our podcast.
Podcast.
3, 2, 1. James.
Hello.
Talk to me.
About
you can
what?
Tell me anything.
I don't want to.
Is there anything you've been... Don't hide.
Don't leak.
Is there anything you've been loving this week?
So this... I've got a demonstration for you today.
Oh no. Oh,
so
no.
I was telling you... No.
Like you always
what, like I'm coming to your house.
Oh, another
demonstration.
Yeah, James stands at my windows and does demonstrations at the window.
I bring Tupperware over.
James is wearing a t-shirt that's got staff on it. Is that your podcast
stuff? No, it's Uzana's merch. So this is the Glam Lock tray.
Oh, this is the thing you were
so
telling me about.
This is a tray that they don't deliver to the UK, so I had to order it through like my American address. But this is a tray with like a sticky bottom that you can attach your skincare to.
Oh.
Stop.
So not that you, and it just sticks to the bottom of the
That's
tray,
really
right?
Perhaps we can take a boomerang of that and put it on the Instagram stories.
Yeah. But the reason I bought this is because I'm constantly moving products from my bathroom to the bedroom, back to the bathroom, because I don't keep really a lot of my products in the bathroom because you're not meant to.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're always spilling everywhere. I'm making multiple journeys. So I thought this little lock tray would be cool just to keep my products on.
Question, what's the material?
Sticky.
Double sided tape.
That only lasts a couple of days.
Can
a
I touch
dust
it?
On it? You can touch it.
So what happens when you like spill some fluid on it?
You
does
can
it,
wash
it.
It's completely
wipeable.
Washable. It's wipeable. Mm. And I've
also got...
Oh, I want to put my face on it.
Yeah, do it.
Can I? You can.
No, but it might take my beard
off. Yeah,
I
don't want your hair on it. It's like elastic-y rat-killing paper.
Yes, you can all stop touching it with your fingers, right, though, if that's okay. But I've also got a case that's for jewellery, so it stops your necklaces and all my pearls getting tangled up.
Or your jewellery.
And my jewellery. It's called Glam Lock, and I just think it's such a good idea. It's great for travel. The cases are really good for travel, but this is just so I can transport my skincare all around wherever I'm going.
And I guess, like, necklace chains wouldn't like necklace tie up chains, and tie get up. Knotted. Yeah,
exactly. And they don't tangle up your rings and stuff. Mm. This product's shit. That's just
what a great product for only specific people.
Yes, yeah. for a very specific need. But yeah.
How about you? Is there anything you've been loving?
Oh, God.
I see you don't have any props with you to demonstrate.
No, I'm not going to do any demonstrations today.
Could have thought about it.
Though. Yeah, I could have.
Yeah, you could have maybe.
Let me look out the window again and thought. Crap.
Every week we need to bring something we've been loving, and every week you have to look around.
Didn't you give a good review this week or something?
Yeah, mobile. Let me look at my YouTube channel quickly. Yes, I do have something I've been loving this week.
Wow, you answered right away. No editing in between.
So, for those of you who follow me will know that I use this product in my brows. It's from a brand called Pink Honey, who are based in the UK, and a lot of people saying they, saying they couldn't get in the US, but they just started doing the international shipping.
Oh, I thought they were a US brand. That's interesting.
No, it's UK.
Sound like a K-pop band.
Yeah, but it's this brow gel. Are you sure I never spoke about this on here before?
I feel like you talk about Lowe's on your channel, but I don't think you've ever talked about
really?
It on the...
No, I'm sure I have. But anyway, it makes your brows look laminated, even if you haven't laminated them. But if it's the strongest hold I've ever used in a brow gel, it literally glues your brows down.
Yeah.
But they don't look flat and shiny.
They don't look crusty.
But you can have them flat and shiny and crusty if you want to. Yeah. But they sent me one, a Halloween one. It was a poison apple.
Oh yeah, I saw
it. And
it's
green. Good. It doesn't go on green, but it just smells great. And that's... Yeah. I couldn't think of anything else.
Well, that's perfect because you use that on the daily.
Pink Honey. So if you have really thick and truly eyebrows, and that's the best thing to use. Mm. I use it just before I'm going to like thread my brows or shape my brows because I can see everything in place.
Yes.
Let's skip past that. I just wasn't prepared.
Yeah.
No. You can't just ask people questions out of the blue.
I am wearing my platform Crocs today.
Why are you wearing them inside?
Because I wear these inside.
Have you chosen to wear them out in public?
No, I would never wear these out in public.
Okay, good.
I'm not that... fucking stupid.
Listen, I don't feel you need Crocs. You're not a nurse. You're not. You don't work in a kitchen.
But do you have to be for comfort?
Yes.
Should I be like, do I risk not having comfort in my life because I'm not a nurse in a kitchen?
But platforms, are they really that comfortable?
I just can't. I like platform shoes. And people don't know this because they never see my feet, but flat shoes bother me. I was like a bit of a wedge.
I think you need to go to a doctor.
I have creepers with platforms I wear all the time. I have trainers with platforms. Not, we're not speaking Spice Girls.
Yeah, we are.
Buffalo. No, Crocs. I do wear Buffalo shoes.
These Crocs would be Spice Girl Crocs if they were anything.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well.
Don't like them. They've got holes in them.
Should we all just go home?
Listen, if you wake up and find them missing.
My ankles do keep like wobbling a bit.
You know what? They're not very supportive around your ankles as
No, you know why? Because I think I went a size up.
Yeah,
too much.
Well, they're horrendous and I'm very disappointed in you.
Well, I think it's time to take a break.
Okay, so today, we thought again we'll do an Ask Us Anything, so that can be personal, makeup, skincare. We want to help you help us.
What?
Help us help you.
Help us help you today.
For a brighter yesterday.
For
a tomorrow future.
Robert 2021.
Marcus is going to be firing them at us and throwing them at us.
Okay.
In a respectful manner.
Yeah. I'm not going to read out handles just in case.
Let me take my foot off the table because I feel like it's traveling up the microphone. Don't look at my feet.
Oh my God.
I've got Beth.
Okay, get ready.
Yes.
Okay. Worst product you've ever tried?
A silicone sponge for foundation. Terrible.
James, you answer this one actually. Overhyped steps in routines.
Essence.
Oh, you gave me loads of essence for Christmas.
I love essence. I wouldn't do my routine without it.
I see,
but it's definitely not something anybody needs.
All right. Yeah, that's a good thing. Oh God, it's the same person.
Also, sorry, the Ordinary's azelaic acid.
Start that again. I was speaking.
The Ordinary's azelaic acid has to be the worst product I've ever
used.
Is
that that red thing people put in their face?
No, that's the peeling solution. The azelaic acid does a really, really good job, but it forms like this primary layer over your skin. It's very silicone heavy, and it's just been formulated in a way that you feel that on your skin. And then you try and put like sunscreen over the top of it, and it all just balls up. It's terrible.
Gross.
Yeah. I have acne scars. Do you have a video on the best way to deal with that?
I have one on how about I personally cleared up my acne scars. Okay, yeah. But it depends what they are. Are they deep pitted? Are they dark spots? If it's dark spots, then you want to think about things like azelaic acid, AHAs that work on the surface of the skin. Niacinamide worked amazingly for me, but really like a good cleansing routine and regular exfoliation really, really helped with my dark spots and post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation.
Oh, and I just want to add also, just in between questions, go and listen to our first Q&A, because I did get a glimpse of some questions that we already answered in our first Q&A.
Biggest pet peeve about each other, Robert, you can't say Crocs.
Mm-hmm. You know what I noticed about you, James, the other day?
You go first.
And this was when I was editing a video or something like that? And I realised that James is one of those people that shame you for not knowing your keyboard shortcuts. So I was editing a video, right? And you can go to edit at the top and then trim, and it cuts the footage in half, and then you trim the other end, you can delete the what's in the middle.
Or James you can
like,
press B.
And then James is like, don't you control B? I was like, no, don't shame me.
No,
and
hang
people used to shame me in school.
No, never.
But when people are like, don't you do control C, control P for copy and paste? I'm like, no, I do copy paste because that's what I like to do.
Control B.
It's not even control B, it's just B, and it brings up a blade, and then you can cut it. Instead of going to, what is it, edit, trim, and then like...
No, just trim blade. What you do? Two clicks, trim blade. Are you going to shame me?
You do control B.
He's about to keyboard
shame me. No, he doesn't
even
do that.
No.
Robert, you could save half the time.
I could trim blade. No, but I don't... See, I'm being shamed. I'm being keyboard shamed.
I was just going to say, Robert's timing upsets me a lot.
What do you mean by that?
You just don't organise your time. But that's how you work. And when I look at... When we talk about your schedule, it panics me. Because I've put myself in that situation. I'm like, I can't do it.
Because I don't have one.
You record, edit, and post a video all in one day.
I didn't used to, but now I do.
It troubles me.
Yeah, well, you're a keyboard hooligan. What, you don't? Also,
Robert lives down the road and he's 5 minutes late. That's one thing, not that Robert is ever late. I have a real thing about lateness in general. Yeah, I just can't. I'm always 10, 15 minutes early for stuff, just in case.
Despite using a good eye base eyeshadow, it fades quickly. How do I stop this?
You're using the wrong eye base. You need to go for something extremely dry. I know that sounds terrible on the eyes.
It does sound horrible. Mm.
But it isn't. Eye base isn't a product that interferes with the skin unless you have dry skin, if that makes sense. Mm. So unless you're dehydrated. So I always lay down an eye cream. Not that eye creams are necessarily important, but I find them useful for eye makeup. So an eye cream that's more like a gel texture or like a fluid, put that on your eyes because then it hydrates enough, but not too much. And then get a really dry eyeshadow base. So you could be, not concealer, because some eyeshadow bases are the texture of concealer. You want like a cream or you want like a waxy one. Sigma, the wind up one, really dry. Urban Decay, the shade Eden, extremely dry. So go for those really, really dry ones.
What if you get oily eyelids during the day?
That's what the eyeshadow primers are for.
So that's going to stop.
So I'm extremely oily. My eyes are so greasy. But I use the Sigma one because I know it sticks and dries.
Got you.
100%.
Yeah. Best trips. Best tips for stress relieving in stressful environments, new environments like new jobs. How do you guys de-stress?
Wow. James eats his lunch on the toilet.
Yeah, I eat my lunch alone in a toilet.
Probably like approach people and tell them all the keyboard shortcuts, you know.
Arrive 5 minutes late. Honestly, I think for me, like I'm not like a big music person, but music is my de-stressor. Podcasts are my de-stressing.
Yeah.
But also not being on social media as well. Because we aimlessly scroll through social media and we think like, oh, we'll sit down, just scroll through stuff.
Myself.
But then it doesn't really distract you because you've got so many other things going through your mind. You're looking at people's content. Mm. So you just need to do something that kind of like relaxes you completely. My biggest stress relief is skincare. So like if I know I've had a stressful day at work when I used to go somewhere to work, skincare would be my thing to like calm myself
the hell down.
Mm. Just that contact with your face, mm-hmm. I think, is quite relaxing.
Well, I've had about 1 million jobs, so alongside makeup. So whenever I did something new, I went into a new environment, new country, new whatever, I always had to take something that's part of my normal routine and make that bleed into the rest of my other routines. So like you said, whether that be a podcast I usually listen to at home or when I'm showering or when I'm doing my evening routine, I'll listen to that on my way to work or, you know, wherever, when I'm on wherever. And that is part of my normal day life in my new life, if that new makes life, sense. Yeah. And it kind of combines the two and makes me a little bit less...
more comforted.
You're more comforted. And then if I'm in a really stressful situation, like say I have a wedding to do really early in the morning, I wouldn't do things that I know stress me out. Like I wouldn't drink caffeine because I know it interrupts my stomach. I wouldn't, you know, I would do things to make it as easy as possible. Give myself loads of time as well. But trying to find something that is your, even if it is coffee, you know, or something that is your everyday routine, taking that into a newest routine.
Yeah, that's definitely something I do. I'm going to sound really middle class here, but my acupuncturist said something really interesting the other day. He asked me what I do to relax and switch off. I'm like, oh, I watch a film, I listen to music, listen to a podcast.
I work well as a member of a team.
Do a puzzle. And he's like, no, switch off. Like, what do you do to actually switch off? And I realised that, no, my brain's always active even during these times. So he said it's important in the day, even if it's for 5 minutes, to do nothing. Just sort of stare at a leaf or something and just completely clear
Isn't
thoughts.
Isn't that the weirdest idea, like the weirdest concept now, though, to think like...
To do, yeah.
Just to sit and do nothing? Mm. Like, what...
Yeah, I can't do that.
But that's the thing with work as well. I think, like, I don't even have 5 minutes during the day to literally sit and do nothing. And if I'm doing nothing, I should be doing something. Which is what a horrible attitude.
It's trying to meditate. My brain's like, what's happening? No. And then it's really hard, but it's practice.
Yeah. I can't relax. I'll save that for retirement.
Yeah.
I'll save that for when I'm dead.
Oh, ideal meal deal. That's a really good question.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God. Yes. Oh my God. Wait, is
everyone familiar with a meal deal?
Oh, I don't know if
this is quite American, British.
So a meal deal is usually like a sandwich, a packet of crisps, and like a chocolate bar and a drink. Right?
Yeah. And you go to like a pharmacy. Sounds really
Vesco boots,
drugs. So,
and it's always the price is always reduced when you buy it as a package.
$3.99 for a whole thing, which is the more expensive side of the meal deal.
Yeah.
But my one, I've got two. So if it's not Christmas, it's cheese and ham sandwich. Then I buy crisps to put in the sandwich, and then I'd have like a chocolate bar and usually like a little Starbucks or a Red Bull. Red Bulls aren't in the meal deal anymore, I believe. If it's Christmas time, I have any Christmas sandwich with brie in. And then, like, the usual Christmas sides. Like, 1 year, I remember Tesco did, like, a little, like, sausage roll that tasted like Christmas. And then usually a little Starbucks coffee drink thing. That's a really
very
good question.
Good. Yeah, really good.
God, the range is really shut down. So I always get a prawn mayonnaise sandwich.
Yeah, you do.
I love them. I don't get crisps. I usually get something like a cup of eggs.
egg and spinach
which I really like because it's just a boiled egg and
they do that prawn dip
or they do the carrots with the hummus or something like that. Not because I'm healthy, just because I don't find crisps not like crisps, exciting and then I'll get like a mousse, like a chocolate mousse or a jelly. And then
wait, you're talking about M&S meal deal here.
That's the last meal deal I had, I think. And then I'll get like a smoothie, like an innocent smoothie. And it all sounds healthy, but it's full of sugar. And then at Christmas I'll get a Christmas salmon.
The Christmas meal deals are the best in the world.
Marks and Spencer's chicken and avocado sandwich, if it's Christmas, like pigs in blanket crisps.
My God.
If not just plain, put them in. Chocolate bar would always be like a double decker or a really thick
Yorkie.
One. And then, Tropicana.
Yeah.
Chocolate orange juice.
Bungo.
Yeah.
A lilt.
Do they make that anymore? Yeah, they do make that.
They still make them.
Would you rather have the cure for COVID or the forever perfect serum or palette?
Cure for COVID.
I want to go places again.
I know. I thought that was a funny one. There's loads of Halloween questions. Let's break them all down into should we in the UK have Halloween like US, mm-hmm. and what's your favourite Halloween film and costume?
100% we need to celebrate everything like the US does. Yes. We just go all out.
And everyone's like, but commercialism. I'm like, I don't care.
I don't care. Just fucking enjoy yourself.
You choose to spend money. You can go to Poundland or Dollar Tree and get Halloween stuff.
Spend money to like enjoy.
And it's not about buying things. It could be like you carve a pumpkin.
Yeah, it's about buying things to carve. No, I 100% think so. I don't care if I'm spending too much money on it. Mm-hmm. It's fun. We like have the spooky stuff around us. Yeah. Christmas, we should celebrate as well.
Yeah.
Like the Mel Queens. And what's the
Thanksgiving,
other
we should celebrate because...
Everyone just pissing off.
We should just have a family day for no reason in November.
Yeah, that's why I consider Christmas anyway.
Yeah,
like, just an extra one. Because we're not religious, so it's like family day. Mm.
Well, I really hate when people say commercialism because...
Yeah, tell me about that.
So if you're buying more products, you're buying into an economy and helping your economy. Mm. Obviously, check the company you're buying from pays their taxes within the country, and right? And if they do, and if they do... Commercialism's good because it's paying into the economy and
but
creating
like
jobs.
Materialism, I'm going to put all my Halloween food in a jar, you know, that kind of thing. People trying to be
I'm
helpful.
I'm
going to
eat a jar of Halloween this year. No, fuck it. I enjoy it. Like, we're adults. We work hard. You know, after the age of like 20, your life is just work.
Yeah.
So things like Halloween and Christmas and all that kind of stuff, you should take these moments to enjoy yourself.
Yeah, definitely.
What's the question after that?
Films and costumes.
What?
Halloween.
Oh, I love all the Disney Channel Halloween films.
Yeah, Halloween Town.
Halloween Town. Yeah, Twitches 2.
Twitches 2.
Halloween Town 2.
Yeah, Halloween Town 3.
Pokush Pokush.
Twitches the Return. costumes. Right, listen. Halloween isn't about being sexy.
Yeah,
it's not
being
about
sexy.
Being a sexy kitten or a Roman man.
Yeah.
It's about being... blood sheets.
Yeah, it's about putting tissue on your face because you don't have prosthetics, you know?
Is that being spooky?
Yeah.
Anything creative. I love the ones where you're like, oh, I don't know what you are, and then you ask and they explain it and you're like, oh my god, that's amazing.
Yeah.
You know?
Lots of questions asking if you can tell us what the secret, super secret collaboration you keep teasing is.
It's not a brand.
It's not a brand collaboration. It's not our products. It's nothing like that.
There'll be much more of a build up for that.
Yeah, everyone's like, I'm going to buy everything. I'm like, well,
not selling anything.
There's nothing to buy.
But thank you for buying it.
A lot of people are asking if you're finally going to dress up as a Raisin Lady, Robin.
It's my dream one day, and I think when I do it, I think it's going to be quite a big... deal. Yeah. And I think maybe I'll make quite a big deal out of it.
Trying new products. What's the difference between a purge and a breakout? I'm new to all this.
Very, very roughly. There's a bit of discussion about, you know, if a purge is really a purge and people need to stop calling it a purge. But purges usually happen when you're using something with actives in that speed up cell turnover. So exfoliants, like vitamin C's that are going to bring... That makes your skin work quicker than it usually does. Mm. So... That's going to bring up spots to the surface and usually get purges where you don't often get breakouts.
What's considered a purge? I don't know.
A purge is like sudden spots. So you use a new product and then you're suddenly breaking out in all these places. And they're usually small. They usually come and go really quick.
Would that be a rash considered a purge?
No, that's a reaction.
Reaction.
But for example, like if I use like a new active, I'll get spots that come and go really quick. But maybe it's for a couple of weeks, maybe it's for a month. It's just something you need to see out. Sometimes it's worth it, sometimes it's not.
Yeah.
You'll know if it's a reaction because your skin will react instantly. It'll be red, it'll be like painful. But yeah, that's very, very roughly. I think a lot of dermatologists, a lot of scientists now coming out saying like, it's not as straightforward as that. But I think as someone who tests products a lot all the time, that to me is how I know I'm purging and when I need to see it through or when I need to stop.
Robert.
Yeah.
I'm a newly qualified makeup artist. I'm attempting to make my social media page professional as possible, but she doesn't want to be an influencer as such. Mm. And she feels like that's sort of the only world there is. You're either an influencer or not, but they're not like comfortable on camera.
Right.
So do you have any tips on being as professional as possible and making like Instagram look professional?
Yeah, I think this
slick
is something that...
And gaining employment, for example.
This is something a lot of people get wrong, is the difference between an influencer and a makeup artist. An influencer is a personality and a person, you are the point of your work, if that makes sense. Whereas a makeup artist, I have so many friends who are incredible makeup artists, very, very successful and well-known within the makeup artistry world, but not the influence world. Like, you can't Google them like people think you can, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you can find one or two things. But they are makeup artists. And the difference between their social medias and an influencer is, influencers, remember, is all about selling product. I bought this today, or I got this today, and here's what I think, here's my face. Whereas you look at someone who's a professional makeup artist, and it's professional picture.
Editorial.
Right, yes. So you can absolutely have an Instagram, but that shouldn't be your portfolio. Your portfolio could be, it can be images from your Instagram, but a physical portfolio, if you can take it with you, can be an iPad, or it can be a website link. You can get really cheap websites like Wix, for example. Mm. All you need to do is send someone a link and have literally a slideshow of your images and a bit about your experience, and that's it. Mm-hmm. It's very difficult to keep your influence and professional self separate. And you need to be careful with clients as well. If you're putting clients on your Instagram, do you have permission? Have you worked for a brand where you've signed an NDA? Like, there's so many different things you need to think about. Just think about it as influencers are advertising. They're trying to show products and what you can do with this product, mm-hmm. and reviewing products. That's not a makeup artist's job. A makeup artist is to, it's so difficult to describe the difference, but there's a huge difference.
Like, a good starting point is literally don't put yourself on the internet. You can put yourself on Instagram
because I haven't worked on editorial for such a long time that I haven't really seen how in depth it's got, where people are actually taking into consideration people's follower amount.
Yeah, well, that's the thing.
Or
I mean,
professional,
like, put yourself on the internet, your work, but not your face. That's the easiest way to
influencer is a personality. Yeah. Remember that. So your name is fine, of course, or your thing. But I mean, your profile should be, this is it. This is my business email. This is a link to my portfolio, my website, and then all your page should just be clients and models. That's it. As soon as you take a picture of a product, I love this product, you're an influencer. Yeah. Mm. As soon as you show your kit, you're an influencer, because you're showing people your kit. You're showing how to do something. You're influencing or you're tutorialing, you know?
Everyone should read like the adverts of a magazine.
And even like filming makeup, to me, is still influencing if you're doing it on someone else. Yeah, yeah. So it should look more editorial than it's so difficult.
A little bit off topic as well, but a good place to start to kind of build up that, because, you know, it's tough to get working straight away.
Yeah.
What we used to do from a photographer's perspective and makeup artist is work with colleges, like people the same age. Like, mm-hmm. you know, you get, for example, when I was doing photography at university, we'd look online for new makeup artists who wanted to build a portfolio, new stylists and stuff, and you can still get like amazing high quality editorial looking pictures for your profiles and for your portfolios for free, and then you have that editorial look to your page rather than like, do makeup on yourself or bring your friend over to your house to do a bit of makeup on
So it's almost like you're not trying to educate, but like Jane said as well, find people that want to be models, assist people. There are so many makeup artists that need assistance. Even if you're washing some brushes and things like that, you can ask permission to say, like, I helped you with this model, can I post it? Credit assistant to whoever, which is absolutely fine to do.
I would just say, like, leave your personality out of it other
exactly
than your work,
exactly
basically.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I was just stretching. This is my favourite question. How do you wash your face without making a mess around the sink?
Oh my God, I don't think you can. So one thing I do a lot of is, if I'm like wearing a lot of sunscreen, I'm really going in, I used to put scrunchies, but they didn't work very well, but sweatbands around my elbows. Just go deep in the sink, like, don't run the tap, because that always, like, you know, run, like, fill up the sink a little bit and splash, but you just can't. You just have to deal with it.
I was thinking this the other day, because I was standing on a bath mat and there was still like puddles of water around me. It was all dripping down my arms into my elbows. I was like, I just need to be comfortable.
One thing you can do is use a flannel, and I think a lot of people think, like, when you use a flannel, it means you're rubbing and scrubbing at your face. But for example, if you're using your cleansing balm and then you're emulsifying, wet the flannel and you can pat it all off, you know, like, keep it really wet. That kind of contains the water, and you can rub a little bit. It's not the worst thing that's going to happen. But other than that, I just deal with it and then let it dry overnight.
Mm. Yeah.
Do you like anime? If so, what's your favorite? Hugs from Costa Rica.
Costa Rica. Yes. I like Sailor Moon. I like Death Note. I like
Have you seen Sailor Moon Crystal? Is
Sailor
it?
Moon Crystal. That's yeah. a question. As soon as it went live, I watched it live. I was waiting for years. We were waiting for.
Yeah, I haven't seen
cried.
It yet.
I nearly cried.
Yeah. Moon Pride. yeah, I got Crunchyroll, so I watch a lot. I can't actually think about it now. I'm trying to think. I don't watch it anymore. Not that I don't want to, but I just don't watch anything. I just don't have time anymore. Mm.
There's a series called Yamishibai, and it's ghost stories. Ooh. And they are so horrifying.
Horrible.
And it's
so
like cartoony
good.
Artwork.
That's
it's really dark.
Right?
And, yeah, it's really good. There's a new season on it, actually.
Can't watch.
No, you can't watch that.
You'll love. Oh. No, you won't. You'll hate it.
Yeah. You'll hate it, but it's so good.
I like Cowboy Bebop. And
Cowboy Bebop,
sort of
One Punch Man.
The more gritty ones, yeah.
And of course, Digimon.
My Hero Academia.
Yeah.
Let's not forget Pokemon. Pokemon Monsters.
What's the one I watched recently that was just weird? Neon Genesis. Evangelion.
You'll have to cut that right
down.
Oh
my God. Yeah, no, it took me 5 minutes.
I'm shouting things at you.
Okay. Off we go. Mm. What do you think of own brand products? So, for example, Super Drugs own cleansers or...
3 years ago, I would have said, don't bother. But I think nowadays, like... For example, Superdrug and Boots have their own kind of like take on like the Ordinary's kind of like very simple basic products, and they're good. They're absolutely fine.
And I think it depends on the how long the company's been around for and how long they've had to improve and research into their products. Yeah. Boots number 7, for example, is a very old, almost centuries old, I would think, makeup company and
centuries.
What's a century?
Century's 100. 500 years old is number 7. Yeah, like number 7, they would have it down. They would have done like formulated and researched over years.
And it's people that swear by it. But though, I think it depends who it is. Well, like Walmart, for example, I wouldn't go ahead and buy Walmart.
Oh no, like Tesco own brand, I wouldn't go and buy.
Exactly. It's like if they specialise in cosmetics and things like that, then
Robert, when you were building your pro kit, how did you choose complexion products to invest in?
For me, complexion products are the main thing to invest in. So you have your skincare and your complexion products. So I personally went for, I don't use Estee Lauder companies now, but Bobbi Brown, for example, just so you can Google it and see the image and the range of colour. If there's something called the BBU Concealer, Corrector, and Foundation Palette, and it has every single skin tone they do. One side is foundations, the other side is concealer. You should be... able to
talk into your mic.
Oh yeah, shit, you should be able to what's the word, you should be able to cover every single skin tone, every single one. So even if you get the darkest and the lightest skin tone product and mix and go in between, but I would invest more in your complexion products than eyeshadow, for example, because there are some amazing eyeshadow brands that are drugstore now, for example, and you can depot them and put them in a professional looking palette. You know, as long as they work for you and you know how to use that product in a way that's professional, then you're absolutely fine. But do invest in complexion, cater to everyone, or you're not a professional as far as I'm concerned.
And also one thing that always used to happen on shoots when I was a stylist is they'd change models.
Yeah.
So you can, like, for example, think you're working with like a deep tanned girl and then a white girl shows up or like a black girl shows up or someone of a different size shows up. So you need to be prepared for, like everyone. You said, you should, if you're a professional makeup artist, you should be prepared for everyone. So it's important.
Mm-hmm. And that goes into complexion as well for me, is also things like blush, because you need a blush that suits all different skin tones as well. Mm-hmm. Yes.
What's your favourite moisturiser at the minute?
At the minute? Oh, wow. Do you know what? Innisfree have this probiotic moisturizer. I'm not 100% sold on probiotics yet for skin. Mm. But there's meant to be something there. I haven't really looked into it because I've always been like, not really convinced. But it's just like a nice kind of like winter moisturizer that's not too thick and greasy and heavy. I do also like the Sun by Me Eugen Niacin Overnight Mask, which is like a really lightweight gel textured... moisturizer that's got yuja, which is a citrus fruit, but in skincare it's fine. It's formulated to be in it, and also niacinamide, so it just helps brighten your skin. During winter, when I get a bit more dehydrated, I feel like my skin gets really dull, and it can just like kind of like a little bit like ugh. So products like that really help.
Beard care routine.
Yeah. So one thing you need to make sure you're doing with your beard is still getting under there and exfoliating. You can get really good beard exfoliation brushes, which almost look like shoe buffering, like suede brushes, but a lot gentler. So you can really get that skin under and give it, you kind of do have to give it physical exfoliation. Squalane oil is really good. It's like a beard oil. Well, it's not a beard oil. It's like an all-over oil, and that's really good as well.
Question.
Yeah.
Putting the skincare in the beard, do you go into the beard and push it
I
in?
Go up, and it's absolutely fine. Like, really? You need to make sure you get right down into the bottom. It's absolutely fine. It's like toners, essences, serums can all go under there, depending how thick it is. I'm looking at Marcus's now, so you probably won't get under there. But
yeah, I need to trim
a
it.
Rake to get into
But yeah, just do everything you can. You can moisturize your beard as well and just make sure it's like hair. It needs to be moisturized. It needs to be cleaned and all that kind of stuff.
Awesome.
How can I diminish the look of wrinkles on my forehead?
Botox, fillers,
and hydration. And hydration. You can hydrate, but like that's all, like, for example, anti-aging products are. Mm. Like, it's if you got them, they're kind of there.
Yeah.
You have Botox.
Yeah.
A lot of companies like to pretend that they're vitamin C serum and they're this and that is going to like get rid of it, but it's not. Once you have them, you get diminished fine lines of hydration and things like retinols and retinoids, but if you've got wrinkles it's not going to. Mm. It's Botox. Which there's no shame in. It's just hyaluronic acid. The difference is that it's made to go in your skin, so it's actually more, what's the word? Not hygienic. It's kind of like sterilized to go into the skin, and then it goes away because we have hyaluronic acid in our skin anyway.
Mm-hmm. What do you wish you could have known before becoming an influencer?
Oh, nothing really, to be honest with you.
No, I think it's a learning curve that you kind of just have to go through. Mm. And it's nothing we didn't know already.
There's nothing that's been surprising that would be like, oh, I wish I...
Yeah, that's it, surprising that. I mean, we didn't know everything. But yeah, I mean, I guess I wish...
I think just start my channel with what I actually wanted to talk about and what I enjoy doing rather than what I thought the internet wanted to see, I think is an important thing.
My mum moisturises her face like 4 to 5 times a day. Is over moisturizing bad for you?
Yes. Yeah, it's not bad, but it completely depends on your skin. If she's been doing it for years and she loves it and it helps her skin, that's absolutely fine. If I over moisturize, I would become clogged, my skin would become congested, I'd get my sebum production would be going a little bit crazy, like I'd get blackheads. Yeah, it also depends if it's very oily, oil based, if it's alcohol heavy, you know, it depends. You don't need to moisturize that much.
Where have you got the time to be doing
that? I totally get why she does it though. I would do that if I had time.
Oh, people carry around like a pot and then just go like that with their hand.
I can do hand cream, but no one needs to moisturize 5 times a day.
Yeah.
Unless you're very, very dry and cracked.
Yeah, or have eczema, psoriasis.
Eczema, psoriasis, yeah. Other than that, you don't need to be moisturizing that much. Mm. Your skin is clever, it knows how to look after itself, and skincare is just meant to kind of help it along its way.
It. Remember, your skin is a full on organ.
It's a full on functioning organ.
It's a whole science.
Think like you've got a liver on your face.
Think there's a bladder on your face and you're trying to not overfill it.
Any eyeliners you'd recommend? The brush tip ones bend, drag across my eye, and don't deposit any product.
If we're talking about liquid eyeliners, so brush tip ones, liquid eyeliners can dry out because they're absorbing some of the powder that you put down on your lid. So if you, or product, for example, concealer or primer that you've put on your lid. Which one did I use recently? It was really, the e.l.f. Ah, oh, fuck. So there's some you can get that have more of a like a calligraphy pen tip, and the hairs they're made out of isn't hair, so it isn't absorbent, and it isn't sponge, it isn't felt, so it's a little bit more plasticky, so product can like slide off it. So go for one that looks like if you were to touch it, all the hairs are going to separated. It's like a calligraphy pen, almost like a brush, like a very fine artist brush.
Oh, that's cute.
Does M Cosmetics have something like that?
I think so. Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Cute.
Do you find your family has stuff that you do, and then when you go to other families when you were young, you found it weird that they didn't do? Here's one. We call washing up liquid fairy up liquid.
Fairy up liquid.
And then no one ever did until recently. I met somebody and I called it fairy up liquid, and they were like, you call it that too?
I was watching someone's vlogs and they called it fairy up liquid.
Yeah, maybe it's more common than we think, but yeah.
We know it's not the right word. Like, we know that's not what everyone calls it. Yeah. But, like, because we said it so much.
What's a product you both keep going back to no matter what?
Oh, it's one that's been discontinued. The Best May Cashmere Powder. They've discontinued it. But I think they're going to re-bring it out or redo something at the end of the year, like reformulate. But that one, just because it's a quick, simple fix for your face.
Innisfree green tea seed serum. It's just a good brightening, hydrating, moisturizing serum. Serum.
Have you ever said how you got your scar?
Yeah,
okay. A million times.
I don't know if you ever said it
on every platform in every language. I fell down some stairs. Can we get over it?
What's the best way to support influencers?
Just watch the videos and don't complain when they get sponsorship.
You're literally
sitting there watching free content, yet you expect, not you, but everyone listening, but people expect influencers to never take a sponsorship and earn money. Like, people have to realize that a lot of people aren't just sitting in a room recording. They've got teams, they've got like bills to pay. Now it's their full-time job. They've probably taken a pay cut from their other full-time job, you know? So you have to sit through like 15 seconds of a brand promotion, you know?
Usually, and as well, usually, we spoke about this before, but usually with a sponsorship, it's within the first minute of a video. It's, like you said, a minute long, and then that's it for the rest of the video, unless they're using the product throughout it. But again, support influencers that you genuinely support, and don't be like, well, they're trying to sell stuff to me, then don't support them. But like, we do sponsorships that we genuinely like, so support influencers that you think are doing something genuine just by watching the video. You can literally watch the video and it pays them money.
Yeah, you can just watch the video.
Lots of people asking advice for starting up, starting a channel and things like that. Go back and listen to Not So Instant Influencer. I think you covered like 23.
Yes. 10 tweet.
Yeah. Tell Marcus I love his podcast. Oh.
What podcast?
We won't tell him.
If you could have a Starbucks pumpkin latte with anyone ever, who would it be? Dead or alive?
Yo, boom.
I think it would be... I'd really like to... There's a photographer called David LaChapelle, and I just think he's eccentric, and I'd love to sit and have coffee with him and kind of be like, oh, well, I've got to go now, when it gets too much.
but let me take a picture of you. Yeah, it's a crash car. I'm trying to think of somebody that I would like enough to spend time with, and I can't really...
You'd have to go back into the old days to
Robert
find
doesn't like spending. You know what I would love to do? Just anyone from the olden days.
Yeah.
Like, if I can bring anyone back from the Elizabethan times.
Someone
like,
off
tell
the street.
Me about your life.
Tell me. You in the street?
Did you only eat potatoes?
Yeah. Couple more.
And I'll get out my phone and show them. Be like,
give me all your money.
Oh, I'll curse you.
Scone or scone?
Scone.
Scone.
Scone. Oh, what? Scone.
Scone.
I don't care either way.
I say scone.
Do you?
Where did you grow up?
Same house as you.
So why do you say scone?
That's how it's pronounced.
Scone is posh.
Scone or scone.
Scone sounds like I'm sconing you.
No, it
You've
doesn't.
You've been so bad. you deserve to be sconed.
Favourite YouTube channels that are not to do with beauty. So what would you go to?
Rainbot for like horror and mystery and crime.
Robert.
There's someone called Slumberies who reads like ghost stories. There's also the Tim Tracker who does Disney vlogs, which I love because that's half my life. And then I just watch like people live their daily lives. There's a girl called Jade Billington who just lives her life and films it, and it's nice, and they do like little home things. Who else? There's Ask a Mortician. And she's a mortician, and she answers like questions that people answer, like how do you people's eyes? No, that's a bad one.
How do people's
like
eyes?
Each thing is about death, basically. So she's like, how do they keep their mouths shut? How do they dress them? How do they do their makeup when they're dead? And how do fat people fit inside coffins? And like loads of things that people ask about death. She does videos on that.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd like to say one. People might like it. The guy's called Geo Wizard, as in G-E-O. Geo Wizard, as in geography. He tries to cross Wales in a straight line without deviating from that line at all. Having to go through people's farms and like woodland and stuff. But it's so relaxing, weirdly relaxing to watch. I definitely really would recommend going
to find
that
people, like just these videos of these people building things in the woods, like an underground swimming pool in the woods. They're really good to watch.
Lots of people are asking, I hope you're like well and mentally and stuff during these times. It's just quite nice that lots of people are reaching out.
Thank you. We're quite well. Our lives weren't much different before. We didn't really go out, to be fair.
Honestly, nothing's changed.
We were self-employed before. So,
So I guess the best way to end is: do you fold or scrunch your toilet paper?
Fold.
Don't leave it to chance.
You fold. You don't scrunch.
What if there's a hole in the scrunch?
No, scrunch, you're thinking of like scrunching, you're taking ages and then going like that.
I still fold.
Yeah.
Well, scrunch is more like you don't fold exactly, but it's just you grab it.
No, I fold exactly.
I'll roll it around my hand and then tear and then Proceed to.
Okay.
Number two. Wow. Well, you do know things about us now. I would say, just from looking at some of the questions, we've obviously edited a few bits out.
They wanted one story of childhood. Can we tell you making sandwiches?
Yes.
Oh, right. So... Oh,
hold on. So, any funny, other funny childhood memories?
Just that one sandwich one.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mum allowed us to one day make our own sandwiches and put every sandwich possible sandwich ingredient.
Young.
Yeah.
Very young.
You're very young. Six, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we had this whole table and there was cheese, peanut butter,
pickle. Jam,
pickle.
Dairy.
Anything you can think about goes inside the sandwich that was on the table.
Name one you made.
I think I just put meat in the sandwich, like any normal person.
I put jam, but put in little dots, like Mr. Blobby, and called it the Mr. Blobby sandwich, because he was a big thing.
So lack of jam.
Not much jam.
Then I did. Peanut butter, Marmite, jam, everything that was
cheese,
on the table,
pickle.
Cheese. I took a couple bites and then I went to go and sit on the sofa.
I remember.
And then I
You didn't go and sit on the sofa.
Did I not?
No.
You went and sat on it for a bit and then you slowly went and lay down.
And then you lay down and I just remember your arm
like
dangling. Sagging off a sofa and then you just threw up.
Like projectile vomited into the...
So immediately.
It was almost straight away. It was like your body was like, no, what the hell?
Mum was in the room and we were going, man! It was your arm dangling off the sofa.
I'm just going to go and lay down. Well, there you go. You've all had a good laugh.
Oh, my God. Oh, sorry. Do you remember when... Because I used to hate Mum's paste sandwiches for school. And so I just used to buy my own lunch.
Yeah.
And I used to have a separate PE bag. And I thought, what I'll do is I'll take the sandwiches home and give them back to Mum. But because I didn't use the PE bag very often, I kept forgetting. And after about a month, I had like 4 or 5 mouldy sandwiches
in the bottom of your bag.
Where did you smell it?
I was walking around school one day and I kept smelling something, but it was only in PE. And I used to sit next to someone who had never had deodorant on. And I thought, oh, he must have something in his bag.
Yeah.
And then I started smelling it later on. And I thought, what's going on here? So I got home and I was like, Mum, something smells in my bag. And then she looked at it. She was like, what's this?
Why is she like a gremlin? What's this?
She was finding like sandwiches.
I remember it. And it stank.
It's because I only used it for PE and I had 2 different Nike PE bags. So it was only that one. So it must have been longer than 2 months. It must have been like 4 months.
God. All right, on that note.
Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us. Like I said, go back and listen to some of the episodes because we do answer quite a lot of questions that have already been asked throughout all of them, not just the Q&A ones. You can find us on Instagram at The Double Cleanse Podcast. Twitter. Somebody found our Twitter the other week, so go ahead and hunt them down out of a hole of Twitter and see if you can find it. What else is it? That's it.
Yeah, rate and subscribe.
Rate, review,
and subscribe.
Always
review and subscribe and rate.
Thank you so much for joining us. I have been Robert Welsh.
And I've been James Welsh from the internet.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.